Well, Shane, it's been a good week for the LYIT. I suppose many congratulations first up to you and the squad and everybody involved. Premier Division football was your main target this season, and you done that with success this week by qualifying for the finals. Well done, Shane.
Thanks a million, Shane. We did a hard-fought game in Dublin in the AUL on Tuesday. We played TUS Midwest, Limerick, a Limerick side, and for the first time, I would say, this season, we didn't really start the game well. We played five games before this. We drew 1-1-4, and in all the games, we started brightly. That game on Tuesday, first half, it was our worst 45 minutes so far this year. And I think the big but for us was the fact that at half-time, the boys, it showed a bit of steel in the squad, and whenever they rolled their sleeves up, came back, played really well and fought really hard in the second half to get us back to 2-2. We took them to extra time and beat them 4-2.
Yeah, if you are going to have a successful season, I suppose, Shane, your character and the character of the team is going to be tested at some stage along the way, and it probably came in what was the most important and turned out to be the biggest result as well of your tenure as manager of LYIT, Shane.
Yeah, definitely so, Shane. I mean, the character of the team, we never questioned really the character of the team because we've seen them in situations before, but not maybe in a semi-final the way we were playing, as poorly as we were. And it wasn't actually individuals as a team. I think in the first half, the only person that we could really say that was playing really well was Matthew Gallagher, and he pulled us out of a jam with two fantastic saves. But the character squad was tested, and in the second half and the next time, being honest, the best team won the game. But we were tested. The character of the team was tested, definitely.
Yeah, and I said as well in that piece that probably the biggest result of your tenure as manager, you've been trying a long time, so you have to get to the Premier Division, Shane.
We have, Shane, and we've been beaten in a couple of finals. We've Dundalk beat us in Clonus one year, there was a few decisions that didn't go our way and things like that. And that particular game, but it's very, very hard to get out of that First Division to get into the Premier Division. With teams like this year, we had Queens, DCU, Jordanstown were in our group. And in the First Division, the other group, you have NUIG Galway, GMIT, Cork, TUS Midwest. There's a lot of really good teams in there. It's very hard to get out of the First Division up to the Premier Division, but thank God we got there in the end.
Yeah. And I suppose this is one of the strongest teams that you've had, Shane, under your tenure as well, and that's no disrespect to some very, very quality teams that you had previously, but you spoke before about the confidence you had in the group, and they're really, really good footballers. Like, there's a spread of Derry City, Finn Harps, Institute players all involved with him. And you've got talent like Joel Bradley Walsh and Pat Lockery, who both scored the last day, in particular Lockery, who got that hat-trick. You were sort of quietly confident going along the way that this could be the year that you could go up.
Definitely. I had some great players that played with me in the past at the college. Individual players, I wouldn't single out any one of them. There's a few exceptional players that played with me, but as a panel, this would have been the strongest panel. But over Christmas, it was kind of severely tested because we talked before Christmas, actually, about the strong panel, and it was tested for that game on Tuesday where we lost Liam Walsh with a broken bone in his foot. Adam McCaffrey had a horrendous injury before Christmas playing with Van Harps. Stephen Doherty didn't play the last day. He's out injured. And we should have Liam and hopefully Liam and Stephen back for the final. I don't think we'll have them back in time for the cup games next week, but hopefully for the final we should have them back. And again, against Dundalk, the last time we played, we were missing Michael Harris. But there's boys that came in the last day, like we played Joel up top as a centre forward because Liam was out. Sean McDermott came back in at centre half. Owen Brogan played on the right hand side instead of Adam. Charlie White played in the middle. And Conor Gormley actually came on as a sub and did really, really well the last day. And it's a chance for these boys that were on the periphery of the team to come on and make a statement and make my job harder when it comes to these bigger games at the end of the season, Oisin.
Yeah. When is the final going to be played against Dundalk? Because they came through the other semi-final, Shane. I'm sure you were keeping a close eye on it. And you know Dundalk nearly inside out at this stage, given the fact that you already beat them in the competition, and they finished just behind you in the league standings before you went to the knockouts.
Well, they've been honest. Actually, they were the best side in our section by ourselves. You know, they were that was the biggest game we had. We drew with Queens, but the day we played Queens, we hadn't a lot of personnel that day. That were Michael Harris was away in Waterford, we were there that day. The Stute players like Joel and Owen Brogan, boys, they were all playing with Stute. There's a few Irish League games on, and they were in Waterford, and Michael was with them. So we're against Queens, we were short of it, but Dundalk were definitely the best side we'd have met in our section.
And listen, it's fantastic you're going to the Premier Division, but I'm sure you just want to go up as champions to have that tag head into the top flight, Shane.
Well, definitely so. Actually, like another game on Tuesday, like we're thinking among ourselves, we're saying, right, the main objective is to win this game, get into the final, and we can relax for the final. But as soon as the game's over and you know you're in the final, you want to just go ahead and win the final. That's, you know, it's one game at a time kind of thing. And for us now, it's probably the game against Cork on Monday in Dublin in the Cup, and try and get through that. With another, if we win or lose on Monday, we have another game on Thursday of next week. Should it be in the plate or the second round of the Cup, the quarter final of the Cup. So it's one game at a time, and just hopefully that we don't get too many players injured coming up to the final especially. Yeah.
Will the group be more relaxed then going to the next series of matches, given that the main target has already been achieved? Sometimes when that happens, Shane, that you can get even more out of the group, that all of a sudden there's an added spring and an added dimension to them, given the fact that there's a more relaxed feel around the group now that you've achieved your main goal.
Well, I think even the players, you know, that was the thing, Oshin, coming into the game, as I've just said there, that the main objective for us this year was to get promotion. Now, we've achieved that, and I think, not that the players can, you know, they can relax a wee bit more going into the final. The intensity of what we'll be doing coming into that final and on the day of the final will be exactly the same. But I mean, maybe it's not as much pressure in the players as there would have been.
Yeah.
If you're going into the final and you hadn't been promoted.
Yeah. Is a league and cup double too much of an ask, Shane?
You never say never. Never say never, actually. Yeah. We'd like to win as much as we could. You know, there's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes, the players, but I mean, I have backroom staff there as well, where David Walsh is in his coaching and the squad, and Bosco Gallagher is the goalkeeping coach. Boys work very, very hard, and I've may admit there, Tommy Arkin's with me I don't want to remember how many years Tommy's there, but we have a great backroom staff, and then between the great relationship between the players, and things are going really, really well at the moment, which is great to see.
Yeah, well, hopefully that continues on the current form, and things continue to go well for you, Shane. Thanks for joining us. Again, many congratulations. You're in Premier Division football, which is huge for the LYIT, and the best of luck as well in your next game in the Cup on Monday.
Thanks very much, Josh. Pleasure.